Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined once again by Ryan Mee, who's CEO at Fulcrum Metals. How are you today, Ryan?
I'm very good, Zach. How are you?
Well, obviously the market's a bit of a better turn for them. Maybe with that improved sentiment, people in the market might appreciate quite a lot of news that you've released in the last few days.
Yes, certainly. We've had three pieces of news out this week. Panther Metals are no longer shareholders in Fulcrum. They were bought out by existing long-term shareholders. And through that, we've got a new significant shareholder in excess of 10%. And we put news out on a binding letter of intent for the Tully Gold project yesterday.
Does all this mean that you're really moving to get Fulcrum ship shape and maybe, hopefully for shareholders, get some value into the mix?
Well, of course, you know, we're now focused on gold tailings. Obviously, the proposed disposal of Tully is part of that focusing of the company and the rationalisation of the assets, and of course, bringing value to shareholders. And in actual fact, if we put together the value of the uranium deal we announced last July, alongside this Tully deal, you know, that's this, you know, that equates to the same value of today's, you know, current market cap of the company. So we are building value within the company. And also, you know, we believe that the shareholder base has been tightened up significantly following the movements in the share register this week.
So does that mean effectively Panther was a bit of a drag on proceedings or a drag on the share price or maybe even the sentiment towards the company?
I think that's certainly a possibility. I think the market generally accepted that, you know, Panther were coming towards the end of their lock-in period and that they might want to dispose of those shares. So we've now dealt with that perception, which is why, you know, the shareholder base has been certainly firmed up and tightened up significantly. And, you know, we're very grateful for the support of those existing shareholders who clearly see that Fulcrum have a very, very prosperous future ahead of us.
And is the focus, what's the main focus now? Is it Tully or is it is going to be other things as well?
Fulcrum's priority is to optimise the proven concept which we've delivered at the TechU's Gold Tailings Project in Kirkland Lake. Everything else, all the other work streams around that is designed to deliver value like we have with the Tully deal, like we did with the uranium deal, to cement value, you know, through cash injections, through, you know, investments held through these assets, because Tully is a fantastic project. It's just the fact that if we continue to hold it, we wouldn't see it developed. So that's really the impetus of the deal. We want to see Tully developed. And we retain some interest in the project going forward, which I think was important. So yes, our main priority, gold tailings, optimising the concept which we've delivered at TechU's and commercialising that concept across other sites or even building TechU's into a tailings hub for the local region there.
Does that mean that maybe the last week or the last few days will be seen historically as an inflection point for Fulcrum?
Well, we've been working towards this for some time now. But yes, I think you could consider that. So now we've got two significant transactions on the exploration assets. We've obviously got other exploration assets, which we'll also be looking at in due course. But now, you know, our main focus, all of our energies really are on delivering this optimized concept at TechU's, which will really position Fulcrum, you know, at the forefront in reprocessing gold from mine waste in, you know, the biggest world famous gold camps of Kirkland Lake and Timmins.
Ryan Mee, CEO at Fulcrum Metals, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.